God, you are faithful. How many believe that? Amen. This morning, boy, I sound awful loud there, Dave. You know, maybe it's just me. But this morning, we're going to look at, are you a kidney or a kidney stone? Weird title? No. No, you'll understand when we get to the end. Are you a kidney or a kidney stone? We're going to turn to the scripture this morning. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I'm starting in the middle of verse 24. There's an end to the previous part of verse 23. And I'm starting with the middle of verse 24. But God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to the part which lacked, so there may be no division in the body, but that the parts have the same care one for another. And if one of the body parts suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if a part is honored, all the parts rejoice with it. So when you look at that scripture, and you see that scripture, I want you to understand is that God has likened the church to a body. Okay? Now, bear with me. If you look at somebody, is the first thing you say is what? Huh? How are you? And what's the answer?
Good.
How are you? How many of you were just totally truthful when you said good? Yeah, Jeff. Okay. The body suffers. I told Gene this morning, I said, you know, for some reason, haven't figured it out, but my left ankle hurts. Now, I was born with ankle defects, so that doesn't help them, but this morning my left ankle hurts. It was hurting last night. Cold weather, ice turning, whatever. And it has hurt ever since I fell down the steps. Now, why, I don't understand. You know, because all I did was fall down 3 steps. But my ankle hurts. So if you were to ask me, how are you? I'd say, oh, just fine. Because if I, Judith, behave yourself. If I say, oh, my ankle hurts, my wrists are sore, pretty soon you don't want to hear anymore. Right?
Yeah.
We all have our own problems. Hey, you know, I heard that last night. We watched the grandkids this weekend. Started out with Ashley and Savannah. And then yesterday we added Thaddeus and Vivian. And Thaddeus and Vivian were drinking milk, but they don't want to drink milk out of a cup or anything. We had these bowls that have straws that go down in them, and they want the milk put in the bowl so they can drink it out of the straw that's in the bowl. Well, we ran out of milk. And I said, I'm not going to have any milk for my coffee in the morning. And that's a shame. You know what I mean? Huh?
That's bad.
And my wife said, well, there's creamer in there. And I said, yeah, but it's cinnamon creamer. And what if I want to have peppermint coffee? That wouldn't go good with cinnamon creamer. So I ran out to the Saxon Country Market. It used to be Bogaz out there on 228. And I got a pint of milk. And I walked up. And there's this young guy. He's probably 19, 20. He's in college. He says, how you doing tonight? I said, well, I said, you're asking me that question, but you really don't want me to answer it, because if I answer it, you might not want to listen that long. And he looked at me and he says, yeah, you're right. But we got to talking, and we were talking about all the issues with the Florona and the new COVID and the old COVID and the COVID that's yet to come. It's like Christmas, Christmas past, Christmas, present, and Christmas future. Well, it's the Corona yet to come. But we were talking that, and he said to me when I was getting ready to leave, he said, you know what? He said, we'd be better off if a lot of people thought like you. I said, tell my wife that. But this morning, I want to talk about the body. Now, if you meet somebody new, you might say, Jeannie, your hair looks really nice this morning. And you might say, Savannah, your hair looks mighty blue this morning. Or you might say, you have very pretty eyes. Do you ever say that to anybody? Your eyes are beautiful. How many of you walked up and said, boy, you have a great kidney? Yeah? No? Why not? You can't see them. And see, what happens is we focus on things you see, right? Things you see, things you hear. We don't focus on our things. But see, God says here in his word, he says there is a body, and not all parts of the body are comely. Not all are honorable. Not all are fantastic. And you don't normally talk about kidneys. But this morning, we're going to talk about your kidney. Anybody know what a kidney does? That's a question. So, it requires an answer. Huh? It filters. A kidney is the oil filter of the body. Just like you have an oil filter on an engine, and that oil filter filters the oil, the kidney is the oil filter of the body. Okay? Everybody got a kidney or two. I say one or two because you're born with two, but some people give one away because, believe it or not, do you know your body will function perfectly with only 10% of a kidney operation? Okay? Your kidney's about the size of your fist. The kidney filters the blood. It gets 20%, every time your heart beats, 20% of the blood flow out of the heart goes through the kidneys. Anybody know? You're getting a history lesson, an anatomy lesson, or whatever this morning. But 20% goes through the kidneys. Your blood is filtered approximately 40 times an hour. All your blood gets filtered approximately 40 times an hour. And if you had one kidney and it was functioning perfectly, you'd still be filtering the blood far more than it needed. Okay? That's how God's designed our body. Okay? 10%. A person can live fine on a 10% kidney function. Now, I read that, and I looked at that, and I said, wow. And then I started to think about that, okay? When you look at things, okay? Now, Rick, are you normal?
Don't ask Jeannie.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't ask my wife if I'm normal. Because we all know the answer she's going to give. But Rick, are you normal? Okay. All right, so Rick's sitting here right now, and Rick's heart is probably functioning around 65%. And you say, wow, your heart is only functioning 60%. That's normal. That's normal. Okay? That's normal. My heart function is 42%. Okay, my heart functions 42%. Okay, guess what? Could you tell that with the things I do and with what I do? And my doctor said, he says, 42%, that's not bad. When they did my heart surgery, my heart was functioning at 15%. Okay, and I was out in the baseball field, in the Little League baseball field, the night before I went into the hospital. I was still functioning with my heart at 15%. Well, not well, but I was. So here's your kidney. You got two of them, one on each side. And we don't talk about, we don't go around saying, Jill, how's your kidney today? You know? Because, see, we focus on what we see. Now, I was going to do something this morning, but I didn't do it yet. I didn't do it on my part. My two granddaughters, you need to come up here, please. Now, I'm already embarrassing them because I told them I was going to probably do this. But I was going to, this is the style, but I was going to get in style today. Look, they got holes in their pants. I keep offering to buy them new pants because they got holes in them. And they said, well, yeah, but they're expensive to buy with the holes in them. Okay. Now, I was going to, go ahead, you can go back. I was going to, this morning, grab out a pair of holy sweatpants and one of my work shirts that has holes and paint and grease and all that on it, and I was going to put that on. And I was going to preach with that on this morning. Because, see, what do? Most of the time when it looks at the body, we focus on what we see, right? And if I'd have done that, you'd all looked at me and you became, instead of being good kidneys, you'd have been kidney stones. We're going to find out about kidney stones. Okay? The kidney functions perfectly well. We don't pay any attention to it. But what happens when we get a kidney stone? Now all of a sudden we pay attention to it. And I'm here to say I think that's how the church is today. Okay? We pay attention to certain things, and we don't pay attention to certain things. Now, last week, Joanne and Judy ran the sound system. Judy said, I miss Dave. Okay? Dave comes in and every Sunday he gets that going and ready and that. And you know what? Dave's a perfectly functioning kidney back there. Okay? Until there's a glitch. And once in a while, Dave will not turn the slide exactly when he's supposed to. And at that point, we all look at him and say, what are you doing? I can't sing, I can't read it. Right? And if Jeannie comes out and plays for us, there's a good kidney. But if she hits a couple sour notes, what do we say? We don't focus on the fact that she played five songs and 89.99% was great. We focus on, did you hear her? She made a mistake in that song. Yeah, she. And so we, as part of the body, we become the kidney stones. And that's what I want to focus on this morning is, God says that we focus, that we are to focus on one another. If one part of the body suffers, they all suffer. And if one's honored, we all are honored. But he has composed the body of the church that there are kidneys, and there are hearts, and there are arms, and there are legs. The church is composed of many, many different things. And what we focus on so often is the kidney stone. Now, what is a kidney stone? It's an irritation. It starts as a slight irritation. You know, a kidney stone starts like a grain of sand? Okay? A kidney stone starts just very, and then it grows. And see, we as a church, if we say, Dave really messed that up this morning, he didn't get on the right slide, I'm not happy with that. And you know what? The songs they played this morning, I didn't like them all. And you know what? That blue-haired girl wore holy pants to church. I call her blue. I don't know what to call Ashley because her hair is never the same color. I think it was supposed to be red, but it looks more pink to me. But you know what? It'll be orange or something else. But you know what? They're sweet girls that love God. And you know, I could bet that there are times when somebody says, look at that blue-haired girl sitting up there on the drum. She ought to be ashamed of herself. She's up there in front of everybody worshiping God and leading, and she's got blue hair. Who cares? Who cares? See, we start looking at the body of the church, and we start becoming a kidney stone because we focus on the irritation. If we were never irritated, life would be dull. Right? There's irritations in life. A kidney stone is an irritation to the kidney. It starts out as a little grain of sand. And see, what happens with a kidney stone is it grows. Our kidney stones are the negative attitudes that we get once in a while. And we dwell on it. And we say, you know, I really wasn't happy with the choice of the songs. Why doesn't that worship leader choose better songs? Why don't you come up and lead worship? Yep, we focus on those little things and they become little irritations in our life. Well, wait, the pastor doesn't preach exactly like I like him to preach. Okay? And Dennis doesn't preach very well either because he makes me interact and keeps me awake. And he won't let his granddaughter read a book while she's listening. I saw those eyes going down. You weren't writing notes. My oldest granddaughter there, she loves to read. And she's always got a book with her. Always got a book with her. And she's always sitting reading. You know, my youngest granddaughter in this family likes to read too. Korean comic books. But see, you didn't know you're going to get picked on today. Huh? No. We take as a body of believers, we allow little irritations to come in. Okay? The scripture says that when all one suffers, we all suffer. You know, you might not believe this, and I don't know if it's sure, but I'll bet if Jeannie makes a mistake in Sunday morning, she goes home and she fusses about it for hours. She's not happy if she makes a mistake. She doesn't sit up here and say, I'm going to make a mistake. And if you really listen to the bass part, you'll hear more bad notes than you possibly could imagine. Okay? We as a church are a body. And the whole thing about being a body is we are to honor each other. And now, let's get down to the other thing. Okay, not everybody has the talent or ability or the drive to be part of the worship team. Not everybody can go back there and run that equipment. Okay? You know? If something goes wrong and it's not even Dave's fault, it bugs him. He's sitting back there with his head going up and down. You know? If Sunday morning hasn't gone off without a hitch on Dave's part, he is not happy. Okay? And most people are like that. But yet, when we become the kidney stone of the body, is when we start to be an irritation to the body of Christ. And that is why churches suffer today. There are more kidney stones than healthy kidneys. We allow the irritations to drive us. We allow those slight irritations to bother us, to make us not happy. And so, we come to worship, and oh, they didn't do the, I wish we'd have done this song. We're doing a song in close today, and Rick's been bugging for Jeannie to do this song for a long, long time. And it's an older song, okay? John, when we used to be in a worship team in another church back in the late 1900s, okay? Hey, that's 22 years ago. Savannah don't even remember it. That's funny when you say that, the late 1900s, you know? 1999 seems like it was such a long time ago. And he said there were some songs that we did that are really good worship songs. But they're 20, 25 years old. Okay? Well, the one we're going to do to close with is 25 years old. You know? And Rick's been wanting it. I told Jeannie I wanted a song. She picked it. She sent it back to me, and I thought, man, if I was going to pick it, that would be a perfect one to pick. And my son-in-law came in Thursday night, you know what we need to do? I said, yeah, we're doing it Sunday. But somebody might say, man, that's an old song, and I really don't like it. And they let it irritate them, just like a kidney stone irritates. See, a kidney stone isn't really a big problem until it grows. Every person never knows when they have a kidney stone. Okay? A kidney stone that causes problems, that becomes difficult to pass and problems, is one that's 4 to 5 millimeters big. Anybody know how big that is? 4 to 5 millimeters? Huh? Too big. Huh? Size of a piece of rice. A 4 millimeter, 5 millimeter is painful. But that's between a tenth and 2/10 of an inch. Okay? So a size of a pea is bigger than that. They said piece of rice. You know? And when that irritation gets that big, what happens? We hurt. We have pain. We suffer. We may have to go and have surgery. Sometimes they have to use ultrasound to try to break it up. All kinds of things. But that started as a grain of sand. When we in the body start to be irritations, the grain of a sand, we're impacting the body of Christ. And so what we are doing, or we're creating issues that shouldn't really be issues. Now, when one suffers, all suffer. So guess what? When you get one irritation, it affects everyone. When that irritation grows, now maybe you can get multiple kidney stones. So now this one irritation kind of went out and told somebody else, and they got a little bit of a kidney stone. And pretty soon you have 2 or 3 little kidney stones growing. What happens to the body of believers? They suffer. They suffer. And so God wants us to realize is that is in all parts of the body, that each part of the body in God's eyes is considered equal. Each part is as good as the other. So, you know what? The person that prays and the person that just comes and sits in a pew, they're equal. Right? If they're part of the body of believers, they're equal. And not all people are blessed with the same talents and same abilities. And some people God blesses more. And you wonder, why did God give them so much talent? How come I can't have a little bit of that, God? Oh, wait, I just got irritated because I didn't have somebody else's talent. I didn't have somebody else's gift. I wasn't the same part of the body that they were. I want to be the blue, pretty blue eyes. Why is blue the prettiest eye? Most people, if you ask them what color eye is the prettiest eye, they'll say blue. Actually, it's not. No, actually, it's not. And the most uncommon is green. My wife has green eyes. Oh, my dad always called her green eyes. Or God. We, as part of the body, have a function as part of that body. We're not all the same. We don't all function the same. And just as all kidneys don't function the same, do you know all pastors don't function the same? Do you know all piano players don't function the same? You know, all tree cutters don't function the same. Huh? Dave knows that because when he tries to hire somebody, it's like, man, they don't function the way I need them to function. You know? And my son-in-law is an electrician, and he'll go in where somebody else did some work, and he said, man, if this was done by an electrician, they sure weren't a good electrician. You know? And then he'll spend hours trying to make something look pretty as an electrician. You know? Who cares if it looks pretty? John does. Who cares if we look pretty? God does. Okay? God doesn't care from an aspect of if I have blue eyes or brown hair or blonde hair or red hair or yellow hair or blue hair. God says you look pretty. You look pretty to God when you function in the manner of the part of the body you are. We're not all heads, we're not all hands, we're not all hearts, we're not all kidneys. But God says we are all part of the main body. This morning when I got up and my ankle hurt, it wasn't pretty. Glenn told me Friday night, he says, they didn't fix my broken leg. I laid in the hospital for 3 days. Nobody ever even looked at the broken leg, but they found everything else they said was wrong with me. And he said, why don't they just cut it off? If they're not going to look at it, they might as well just cut it off. He said, then I'd be lighter. You know, sometimes we have irritations in the body of Christ. What we have to do is take care of those irritations. When you get a kidney stone, you want to get it taken care of. You as part of the body of Christ, if somebody's irritated and they come to you and say, I really am irritated with this. Do you know what they did? We need to tell them, I'll listen to you, but then we're going to pray about it. Because that shouldn't irritate you. God says, this is the amazing thing. We should not be irritated by other members of the body of Christ. Yet we are. And so when we are, we become the kidney stones. And we become the kidney stones of the church. And there are a lot of kidney stones out there. We need to be, as a functioning body of Christ, we need to be united. We need to love others as God loves us. Not easy to do. But we have to love others. But what we have to do is when others are suffering, we have to suffer with them. And guess what? It says when part of the body is honored, we are all honored with them. So if you honor somebody, you know, and this is the amazing thing, you know, you go to different places and they honor somebody. And somebody invariably will sit there and say, well, yeah, if they really knew what that person was like, they wouldn't be honoring them. Is that honoring? No. And see, if somebody's honored in church, in the body of Christ, because what is church? The body. Church is the body of Christ. You could tear these walls down. I saw that they got another God's Not Dead movie out, and the church is totally burnt down. And how they deal with that. And the message is that if this church is gone tomorrow, the body of Christ here still exists. And when we function in the way that God wants us to function, we become a great church. Okay? And great is not all about numbers. Great is all not all about the programs. Great is we are a church of prayer. We are a church that is united by the Holy Spirit to serve one another. The body is honored when we do what we are supposed to do. And when we become the kidney stones, it's dishonored. And it makes God sad when we dishonor the body. We need to remember that. We need to remember that. And I'm wrapping up here, and it just come on me. I had an announcement that I forgot to make, but I'm gonna let it know, because I think this part this kind of fits in with my message too. We have a young pastor here. Okay, that man loves God and loves people. Now, I met him at the coffee shop on Tuesday. I don't know how many cards he passed out. He made connections with community, people in the community. These were, all five of them were older, elderly ladies that were in the coffee shop having coffee or tea or whatever together. And we were sitting there, him and I were sitting, and we were talking about, you know, things. And people were talking, and a couple of them knew me, and I said, "This is my pastor." And so I got to share that was our pastor. He was getting his mind prepared. He was going to Teen Challenge when he left with he was going down. Anybody know Teen Challenge down in Cheswick? Is they have teens and they also have adults down there that are troubled. I told him, I said, my family sang at Teen Challenge when my girls were only probably 4 and 6. You know, but Teen Challenge is a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people that struggle with drugs and alcohol and all that. And through a connection, somebody from Teen Challenge called him and said, "Would you come down and do the, we have a worship service right after lunch on Tuesdays. Would you come down and present your testimony and a message?" So he was headed to Teen Challenge. Well, we have a pastor that is young. There's things that he's still learning, believe it or not. And we have to be encouraging to him. We have to realize that he is our pastor, you know? And we have to encourage him. You know, we were talking this morning. He's been, both him and Chris, have been struggling with illness. Could be just a change in, like I said, could be just a change in going from South Carolina to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's weather is unlike anybody else. Pennsylvania is the only state in which you can run your heater, turn your heater off, run your air conditioner, and then turn your heater back on all in the same 24 hours. I mean, you know, that's how Pennsylvania is. We are unique in that fact that we do have strange weather patterns. We have different things that, you know, it's Pennsylvania. You know, but there are times that He struggles. We need to pray for him. If he does something you don't like, don't go up and say, Pastor, you really messed that one up. Say, hey, Pastor, I didn't understand this. Could we talk about this? You know, one of the things that, you know, and we've talked about this, is as a body of believers in that, what, in the last 5 years, three of them been without a pastor? Okay? People here in the church, people outside of the church that are connected with the church, they're used to going to Dave, Jeannie, or I because we were the leadership committee. Okay? We need to start going to the pastor. You know, if somebody needs financial help, they need to go to the pastor. He needs to be the director. He is our director. Okay? He's the one that is put in charge. And we as a church, and we are still considered a development church. We're in redevelopment. And when we're getting some help from the district for our pastor. That's how we have a full-time pastor. And so we need to understand that, you know, we need to help and love and support. And, you know, if you need something, if you, you know, don't come to Dave, Jeannie, or I. Go to the pastor. Let him help make the decisions of the church because he is our director. And that, you know, in all honesty, and I was the same way, if I'm the manager and there's an important decision and my people never came to me as the manager and got my input, it frustrated me. Because believe it or not, not all people think the same. And what I think is important might not be the same as what you think is important. It's so, you know, as part of this here is let's honor our pastor as much as we can. Because he's got a rough job. You know? He comes in here and we have 20, 25 people and you know, he goes out and he makes all these contacts and we still, you know, months later have 20, 25 people. You know what? Maybe we're only going to have 20 or 25 people forever. Who knows? I don't know God's plan for this body. But I know he gave us a pastor who loves each one of you dearly. And not only you, but everybody out there. If you have never had the chance to be out with the pastor when he's one-on-one, I find him utterly amazing. The way he can just pick up a conversation with pretty much anybody. And you guess what that conversation becomes centered on? God. No matter where the conversation starts, it always comes back to God. I am utterly amazed at times when I'm with him. Because I say, man, I'm not like that. I mean, I talk to people and stuff like that, but I would bet within 3 minutes he's always got it somewhere going around God. Just from being with him and seeing him. So if you've never got to be with him one-on-one, you know, call him someday and say, hey, Pastor, let's go out to lunch or let's meet for coffee or something like that. And man, he'll sit and he'll talk with you, but you also see that he is constantly looking at who he can relate with around you. We want to support our pastor. We want to not be irritations. Not just to our pastor, but to anybody. We don't want to be the kidney stones of the church. Because kidney stones aren't pretty. We want to be believers that honor one another. And when we do that, God will make us great. God will make us great. We'll become a church that is united in prayer and spirit, a church that is loving others and driving that love into the community. And like I said, you know, would I like to see 100 people here? Yeah. That's in God's timing. If he wants 100, he'll bring the right 100 in. We have said we're building our church one person at a time. One person, one part of the body at a time. But remember, when people come in, let's remember the fact, hey, the new person might be an irritation to us. We need to help that. And we need to focus on what can we do to honor God. So you see, are you a kidney or a kidney stone? Are you part of the body that is honoring God? Are you part of the body that is honoring one another? Or are you part of the body? The kidney stone is still part of the body. You know? The stuff the blood filters, the stuff in the blood that the kidney filters out and gets rid of. Do you know the kidneys, when they filter out stuff, about 50% of what they filter out, they give back to us because they know it's good for us. Yeah, it's amazing. Go study what a kidney really functions like. It's amazing what a kidney does. And that kidney is a functioning part of the body. But a kidney stone becomes part of the body. The things the kidney filters out is part of the body. And what happens is, when those parts take over, the body suffers. The body suffers. I'm going to ask the praise team to come up. Worship team, praise team, whatever you want to call them. We're going to play this song once through. After we finished playing the song through, Jeannie will let you know and to stand up for closing. But I want you to take, as we play this song, I want you to use it as a moment of reflection. Am I a kidney or am I a kidney stone? And if I'm a kidney stone, I want you to say, God, help me to be healed from being a kidney stone. I want to be a functioning part of this body of Christ. I want that for my life. And if there's any part of me that is acting as a kidney stone, help me and reflect upon it. As always, our altar is open if somebody needs prayer. Remember, the altar is not always for salvation. Okay, we don't call this the altar of salvation. We call this the altar of prayer. You may pray for healing. You may be praying for family. You may be praying for something in your life. And you say, God, I want to reach out to you this morning and touch you one-on-one. God, I want to commune one-on-one with you. And hey, the altar's open. And there are people that are willing to pray with you and say, Lord, help me to support that part of the body. So as we play the song and as you're reflecting, all I want you to do is reflect upon. And then when Jeannie asks you to stand, then we'll sing it. It is an older song, but boy, it's a good one. And this should be, as part of the body, this should be our desire. Thank you.
Let's stand and sing it this morning. Lord, draw me close to you. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. The way, bring me back to you. To you, never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You were my desire. This will do, 'cause nothing else could take your place to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way, bring me back to you.
Thank you this morning, Lord, that you draw close to us. But Lord, our prayer this morning is, draw us close to you. Lord, we don't want to be an irritation within the body of Christ. But we want to bring honor and glory to that body. Lord, help us to unite as a body, to love each other as you have loved us. Lord, help us to reach out to those around us and say, Lord, how can we be an encouragement to them? How can we lift up that part of the body? And Lord, I see that part of the body is suffering a little bit. Lord, what can I do to help bear that load. Lord, this morning, help us to bear the load of one another. Help us to know each other as well as we know you. Lord, so that we might know when that part needs lifted up and they may lift us up. So, Lord, my prayer this morning is I ask that we function as the great body of Christ, that we are reaching out into this world of lost people and sharing your love, that we are a caring people, and most of all, Lord, that we honor one another and not be irritations that fester into the point that it becomes a problem. Go with each one of us today. Bless those if we're not able to be here this morning. Touch each one. And may we go out today thanking you that we were in your house and part of worshiping you and bringing honor and glory to you. We ask it in the precious name of Christ. Amen. You're dismissed.